Oto ship, attain the ports that they desire, and may they safely come to shore and sweet reunion with their kith and kin. May those who lose their way and wander in the wild find fellow travellers, and safe from threat of thieves and savage beasts, may they be tireless and their journey light. May children and the aged, and all those without protection, wandering in the fearful, pathless wastes, who fall asleep unconscious of their peril, have pure celestial beings as their guardians. May all be freed from states of bondage. May they be possessed of wisdom, faith, and love. With perfect sustenance and conduct, may they always have remembrance of their former lives. May everyone have unrestricted wealth, just like the treasury of space, enjoying it according to their wish without a trace of harm or enmity. May beings destitute of splendor be magnificent and bright, and those who suffer from deformity acquire great beauty and perfection. May all the women of the world attain the strength of masculinity, and may the lowly come to excellence, the proud and haughty lose their arrogance. And thus, by all the merit I have gained, may every being, leaving none aside, abandon all their evil ways, embracing goodness now and evermore. From bodhicitta may they never separate, and constantly engage in bodhisattva actions. May they be accepted as disciples by the Buddhas, drawing back from what is demon's work. And may these beings, each and every one, enjoy an unsurpassed longevity. Living always in contentment, may the very name of death be strange to them. In all the 10 directions and on every side, may groves of wish-fulfilling trees abound, resounding with the sweetness of the teachings spoken by the Buddhas and their bodhisattva heirs. And may the earth be wholesome everywhere, free from boulders, cliffs, and chasms, flat and even like a level palm, and smooth like lapis lazuli. For many circles of disciples, may multitudes of bodhisattvas live in every land, adorning them with every excellence. From birdsong and the sighing of the trees, from shafts of light and from the sky itself, may living beings each and every one perceive the constant sound of Dharma. And always may they come into the presence of the Buddhas and meet with bodhisattvas, offspring of the same. With clouds of offerings unbounded, may the teachers of the world be worshipped. May kindly spirits bring the rains on time for harvests to be rich and plentiful. May princes rule according to the Dharma. May the world be blessed with all prosperity. May medicines be full of strength. May secret words of power be chanted with success. May spirits of the air that feed on flesh be kind, their minds imbued with pity. May beings never suffer anguish. Let them not be sick nor evilly behave. May they have no fear nor suffer insults. Always may their minds be free from sorrow. In monasteries, temples, and the like, may reading and reciting widely flourish. May harmony prevail among the Sangha. May its purposes be all fulfilled. May ordained monks intent upon the practice find perfect places for retreat in solitude, abandon every vagrant thought, and meditate with trained and serviceable minds. May nuns have all their wants supplied. May quarrelling and spite be strange to them. Let all who have embraced monastic life uphold a pure and unimpaired observance. May those who break their discipline repent, and always may they strive to cleanse away their faults. And thus may they acquire a fortunate rebirth, wherein to practice stainless discipline. May wise and learned beings be revered, and always be sustained by alms. May they be pure in mind, and may their fame spread far and wide. May beings never languish in the lower realms, may pain and hardship be unknown to them. With bodies greater than the gods may they attain enlightenment without delay. May beings time and time again make offerings to all the Buddhas, and with the Buddha's unimagined bliss, may they enjoy undimmed and constant happiness. May all the bodhisattvas now fulfill their high intention for the sake of wanderers, May sentient beings now obtain all that their guardians wish for them. And may the hearers and Pratyeka Buddhas gain their perfect happiness. And till, through Manjagosha's perfect kindness, I attain the ground of perfect joy, may I remember all my lives and enter into the monastic state. Thus may I abide sustained by simple, ordinary fare, and in every life obtain a dwelling place in perfect solitude. Whenever I desire to gaze on him, or put to him the slightest question, may I behold with unobstructed sight my own protector Manjugosha. To satisfy the needs of beings dwelling in the 10 directions to the margins of the sky, may I reflect in all my deeds the perfect exploits of Manjusri. And now, as long as space endures, as long as there are beings to be found, may I continue likewise to remain, to drive away the sorrows of the world. The pains and sorrows of all wandering beings, may they ripen wholly on myself. And may the virtuous company of bodhisattvas always bring about the happiness of beings. May the doctrine, only cure for sorrow, source of every bliss and happiness, be blessed with wealth, upheld with veneration, and throughout a vast continuance of time endure. And now to Manjagosha I prostrate, whose kindness is the wellspring of my good intent, and to my virtuous friends I also bow, whose inspiration gave me strength to grow.
We hope you have enjoyed this production of The Way of the Bodhisattva by Shantideva, translated by the Padmakara Translation Group, read by Wolston Fletcher. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.